Hello, everyone. Welcome to Perfect Timing Podcast. I am your host, Sydney Tranlamonet, and this is episode 5. Today, we have Justice Carter Flora, and he has been giving back to the community since the age of 7. And here's a couple of things that he has accomplished. He has a GPA of a 4.4. He was a part of the Project Lead the Way engineering program. He was inducted into the Charles Herbert Flowers National Honor Society, inducted into the Charles Herbert Flowers Chinese Honor Society. He is a part of the Maryland Engineering Science and Achievement Team, NSBE Junior Team, YPG, Young People of God, and Cooking Club. And he also plays varsity baseball and he's an outfielder. He was an international exchange student to China in April of 2019 for about a week and a half, and he's an Eagle Scout rank of January 2020. He was selected as participant with NASA Solar Eclipse Sound Measuring and Recording August 2017 in Clarksville, Tennessee. He was a NASA Space Camp participant with the Commander's Cup Award. He placed first in the Game Design Mission to Mars and Computer Building Competition. He is a member of Woodstream Church in Mitchellville, Maryland. He is an usher, sound team ministry, student with a testimony, and a Kids Life Fellowship youth leader. He was a part of the Eagle Scout Project Shoe Drive and collected over 1,000 pairs of shoes. This is the 13th year Mission for Christ Shoe Drive for children in Haiti and Sierra Leone, Africa. So everyone, welcome Justin Flora.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Yes. And you're 17 now.
Yes. Yes.
There is way more things I could have listed on your list of achievements. You are quite the overachiever.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, okay. I'm good. I'm just going to get into the questions then. Your attitude and the way you carry yourself makes you a hero to your peers and or family. Who is your hero and why?
So within my family, there are a lot of great influences that I have surrounded around me. But one that really stood out to me the most was my grandfather. And currently my grandfather is 90 years old. And he grew up during the Great Depression. And he had to go through a lot of the things that Black people really struggled through during that time period, and just seeing how he was able to succeed through these different time periods and these changes, and even today, makes me really, really proud. And he's my personal hero. He's gone through a lot of adversities in his lifetime, from not being allowed to achieve the Eagle Scout rank, which I was able to achieve earlier this year. Also, just being able to raise 7 kids through the Great Depression, and also in some of the roughest times in American history. The 1960s and the 80s as well. Just seeing all the different things, and also becoming a millionaire by the time he was nearly, I think, 60 years old doing real estate, which a lot of people weren't allowed to do. All those different things really made me look at him as my hero, and I want to be like him eventually one day.
Wow, how inspiring. I know that he, like you said, he's gone through a lot of adversity, and to power through that, he's very strong for that. And I think that is great that you're able to look up to him and see what he's done and everything he has accomplished and how he's pushed through it, raised 7 kids through the Great Depression. That's like, you know, a really hard time in American history. And your grandfather is quite the role model for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, he's something definitely that keeps me going every day and motivated to continue to do great things.
That's sweet. My next question for you is, was there a defining moment in your life that steered you in the direction for success?
Yes. So I believe when I was in middle school, 7th grade, I entered a competition with my friends. It was a Race to Mars competition, and basically we had to come up with a way to see if we can make life habitable on Mars. And the funny story about this whole like competition is that the first year that we entered it, we got 2nd place. And to give context, the first the grand prize of the competition is a trip to space camp. And the year that we got 2nd place, we were really, really upset. It was me and 2 of my other friends, Julian and Christian. We really used to stick together and do a lot of things together. We still do today, but this is one of our as a group defining moments, and I feel like this is where I kind of found my interest in engineering. We came back the next year into the competition since we were still eligible with our age, and we ended up working really, really hard and winning the grand prize the second time around. And we got to go to space camp, which was pretty much my life-changing experience. Just seeing all the different things that I could do with engineering, it sparked my mind, and it made me more motivated to continue to learn more and also basically want to be able to do engineering in college and for a lifetime.
That is such a great path you're on right now. Engineering is pretty difficult to me, but to you, I guess it comes easy because it's your passion and something that you like to do. So I think I give you kudos for that because it's
Thank you.
not an easy program.
Yeah, it's definitely time consuming, but once you really, really like something and have like that passion for it, it pretty much you kind of just, grow into it, and eventually it becomes pretty easy.
Right. What was your hardest or strongest adversity, and how did you handle it?
My strongest adversity had to be my transition into middle school, because for to give context for my elementary school experience, I started in a private elementary school and then I transferred into a public elementary school. That transition alone was hard enough. Yet transitioning from that into a public middle school was even harder, because when I first got to the school that I was going to, they would not allow me to take honors classes, which was a little bit frustrating, and I was very disappointed that they didn't see me as an honor student based off of my accolades from previous years. And I had to actually get a letter of I had to get my mom to protest to the Board of Education for Prince George's County in order to let me take honors classes at my middle school, just so I could do the things that I wanted to do. They wouldn't even allow me to originally enter the engineering program at my middle school because they didn't see that my accolades seemed fit, because I came from a public, I mean, from a private elementary school. So that was definitely something that motivated me a lot, even though deep down I did feel disencouraged. I never really told my mom that, but it really did like hit me hard when I came to middle school and they didn't see me as an honor student. But that really pushed me to work harder and continue to put my best effort in everything that I did.
I think we're kind of similar in that way. I went to private school from like kindergarten to about sixth grade, and then I went into public middle school, and that already is a huge transition of like socially and emotionally. But I never really, they saw what I had. They knew that I was able to take an honors class, and my math teacher saw it in me when I was in seventh grade. He was like, "You need to be like raised to a higher level because this is too easy for you." And I get your frustration because it's like, I've learned this already. What am I doing wasting my time here? Especially if like you enjoy school in a way and like you enjoy to learn, it's kind of frustrating because you feel like you can't get everything you can from what the school has to offer. And I think that's very frustrating for you because they wouldn't see it as you know what you're doing and you deserve to be in an honors class. And it makes you, in a way, I think it might make you feel like angry, like I did all this work and you guys can't see how I can be at that kind of level.
And then even the worst part about it was that in 2011, I was one of the few students at my school that were selected for the presidential honor roll certificates, and I still didn't get any recognition for it, even going into middle school. So that's why my mom was a little bit more upset than I was. But yeah, that's just how it was.
So my last question for you before we go into break is, do you have a favorite charity that you support and why?
Yes, my favorite charity is Sierra Leone Christian Mission. That is the group that I collect the shoes for every year and donate to. I've been with Sierra Leone Christian Mission collecting shoes for 8 years, and the first 2 years that I collected shoes, I collected for Haiti. And ever since then, I've been with Sierra Leone Christian Mission, and they've been doing such great things in Sierra Leone, West Africa, building an entire school for children to come to that they come to from miles out every day, and just the donations of shoes that I'm able to get every year and donate to those kids, it really does change their life. Even if the kids can't wear the shoes, those shoes go into the local market for them to use so they can have an economic boost as well. So it's a much greater impact that I'm able to have on those kids just by sending those shoes over there. But, you know, just seeing the growth that I've seen over the past 8 years, not just collecting shoes, but also doing outreach and getting donations from different people, it's been an amazing experience. And that's my favorite charity and why I support them.
That's excellent. What made you decide to choose that charity?
A funny story with that is I actually used to read, it was a Family Life magazine that my mom used to make me read in the morning before I went to school. And I always loved reading the different sections about stories of people who did amazing things to help others. And I saw a section about Sierra Leone, and they were talking about how they don't really have the same things that we do, and how pretty much anything that we can give will help them. And one thing that they pointed out was shoes. And with that in mind, I was like, maybe I could give them a couple of pairs of my shoes, because I've been blessed enough to have shoes every day, and I can afford to give them two or three pairs of shoes. And then my mom put the idea in the back of my head, you know, you could just maybe put a box out at church or a box here and there and ask for donations of shoes and then give those as well. And from there, it just took off. Everybody just started donating shoes. My first year I collected shoes, I collected over 1,500 pairs. And ever since then, the shoe drive has been going really, really well. And to this date, the total collection count is well over 10,000 pairs of shoes. So it's been an amazing, amazing experience. And God has blessed me and those kids greatly from this experience and this project.
Exactly. Like, it starts out small. It starts as like, well, let's just do this here and there. And then it becomes something big. And it's like something that's a part of you. And I think I look up to you in that way. That is very inspiring how you decided to take that step and go for it, because people will just read it and be like, oh, that's sad. And then they'll just keep going. But then you saw it in yourself that you were able to do something about it. And 8 years, the consistency, I mean, because some people will be like, okay, I can give them this, and then they'll just like go. But you have been consistent with it, and you are determined to keep giving to them. And I have a lot of shoes myself, and it wouldn't hurt to give a couple away. So you have inspired me in that way to give back.
Yes.
Thank you, Justice, for those amazing answers, and we will be right back after this break.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Hey, this is Sydney Chalalone, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing. Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm here with Justice Flora, and I'm going to give you my next question. Where does your passion lay?
My passion lays mostly in community service and engineering. I love engineering ever since I've had my experience at Space Camp, and I've also been able to have many opportunities with engineering, from different internships to just in my own high school being in an engineering program. With that, in mind, I've really been tailored to become an engineer. That's the career choice that I'm really, really going for. And my other passion, like the other 50%, would be community service, because I love giving back to the community and seeing how I'm able to help other people, because there are many people who have not been as fortunate as me. So I want to, you know, lift those people up as well and not leave them behind, because it's kind of, even though, you know, it's unfair, I want to be able to give them the best opportunity of success like me. The main thing that I'm looking for now is how I can combine the two. After I had to get a degree in engineering, I want to be able to apply that to some form of community service, not just getting a job, but I want to be able to give back with the degree that I've earned, because the community around me has always supported me. So I want to be able to come back and give back and support those who first supported me.
That's really thoughtful of you. Do you have any colleges in mind that you might want to attend to pursue engineering?
A few colleges on my list range from University of Pittsburgh, North Carolina, A&T. I looked at Duke as well, Davidson. There's Delaware and Delaware State as well.
Well, I'm glad you already have like a general idea of what school you want to attend, because I can tell that you really have a passion for engineering and you want to pursue it.
Yes, yes, indeed, indeed.
What is the impact that you want to have on the world?
For me, as I was saying earlier, community service is really obviously one of my big passions, and coming back and supporting those who supported me is like a big thing that I want to emphasize, because the people around me, without them, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. So the impact that I want to have on the world, I want to be able to show that getting that support from your community around you and those who love you, it's very important, because it can either lift up a individual or tear them down completely. So if I'm able to show that your community supports you, and you know, you can become successful, that's the main impact that I want to have. I want to show that if you support those around you and you build each other up, that you're able to build great individuals who are able to do great things and become successful.
I totally agree. And I think that is something that is a mark that you can leave on the world. Do you think that you may like go to younger boys and try to teach them to do what you're doing and give them the confidence to do what you are doing?
Yes. I plan on coming back to not just my high school, but just different local programs that have young men like who look like me and have different experiences like I did. I want to tell them that you're able to do the things that you want to do. You just have to put your mind to it and build each other up, and you'll be able to accomplish anything that you want to. If there's any program that I can be a part of that is supportive enough, that can do the same thing that most programs around me were able to do, then that's what I want to be able to do.
That is so sweet. And I think that they would appreciate that, because there are Black men out there, young Black men, teenagers like yourself, who are making a change in the community. But I still think that there's more out there that can be pulled into the light and to share what they think they can add to the community.
Right.
What is your greatest learning experience?
My greatest learning experience came last summer when I was able to visit the Google headquarters in Pittsburgh. The Google building in Pittsburgh was really, really something amazing that I'll never be able to forget. I got a tour from a personal friend who works at Google, and they just showed me all the different things that the building had to offer and the different jobs that they have there. That personally alone, just seeing the different things within that building and how they work and how organized and structured they were, it was pretty much my greatest learning experience ever. I did say that earlier, I mentioned Space Camp, which was definitely one of my, if not one of the best defining moments in my life. But just seeing the Google building and all the different opportunities that they have within the structure of the organization, and the different things that you can do as an engineer or as a computer scientist or anything, that really was my greatest learning experience. Also, they were able to show that they have different jobs for my, they had job influence for minorities and different things as well, which also sparked my interest and made me want to work for them even more. And honestly, if I ever had the opportunity to work for Google, I would, because they really surround yourself with a positive environment to work in. And it also is really, really fun to learn around those who are very excited, just like you are, and motivated.
Thank you. Yeah, totally. I mean, being able, there's nothing better than seeing something that you enjoy and then going somewhere to see how it works and then absolutely falling in love with it. There's nothing that makes me more excited than that, especially with me and dance. Like if I went to see a performance with one of my favorite dancers, it's like, I can't wait to do exactly that one day. It's just,
right.
It's just like an eye opener and it's like inspiring. Do they offer any internships, or would you apply to one, or do you advise anyone else to apply?
The only thing about the internships is that they don't have any internships for high school students, but they do have internships for college students, and they have one specifically for college freshmen. So there are some internships out there, but I'm not able to apply for them right now.
So you will apply for them once you are?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Once I'm in college, I will be applying for them.
What specifically do you enjoy about engineering?
I think it's the ability to being able to take something and then develop it into something even more, and also being able to reverse engineer different things and learn more about certain objects and certain materials. And an example of that could be, say I'm building a robot, right? And there's an issue with the robot, but we don't know what it is. With engineering, they kind of teach you that if you learn how certain parts of a machine or object works, you're able to understand the complete functionality of that object or that machine. So when you're able to tear it down and work it back up, you learn that there are different things that determine different outcomes, and also being able to change anything the way that you want to, because engineering is basically applicable to anything. And a lot of people have been telling me that once you get an engineering degree, you can pretty much be applied to any field. And a lot of my friends were saying that that have graduated from college, they were saying how they had a degree in this form of engineering, but they didn't even work in that field. They ended up working in a complete opposite field in engineering and did really, really well because they were able to apply those things they learned. Even though they had a different directed major, they were able to apply those things that they learned to a whole different field and do really, really well.
Well, that's kind of a bonus, because you would go to school all those years and learn about it, but even if you didn't do the exact same thing, it would still be worth it because you'd be able to go into something else.
Right, right. And you're able to learn even more than you got out in college as well.
My final question for you is, how can we support what you are doing in the community?
So for the Sierra Leone Christian Mission, we have a website. You can just type in Sierra Leone Christian Mission. I'll spell that out. Sierra Leone Christian Mission. And then if you type that in Google, the website will come up and it'll have more information directing you about how you can support the ministry and the organization itself and support those kids who really, really need it. For me, if you have more information, if you want to know about me, I have my personal email, justicefor.sch@gmail.com, and those are all lowercase. If you have any questions for me, or if you want to know more about my learning experience and different things, you're more than welcome to shoot me an email and I'll respond to it as quick as I can. But if you want to also donate shoes, I'll be restarting my shoe drive in November for my senior year of high school. I'm planning on passing on the project to a younger youth student before I go off to college, so I can continue the shoe drive can continue to go on even though I won't be at home. That's my plan right now for what I'm doing in the community. And then if you can support it, that would be great as well, by either donating shoes or visiting the website as well.
How can people support your project in November? Is this an annual kind of thing?
Yes, it is annual. So I usually do it around the time of my birthday every year, early, mid-November. And I usually put out boxes in my local community at Woodstream Church, there's a spot in Greenbelt that I have as well that I put a box at, and a few other places are in the local area. But if you're unable to find one of the boxes, you can also just email me if you have shoes, or that's pretty much the best way to get to me, because I'll be able to pick them up and then take them back as well.
All right. Well, you guys heard it here, that how you are able to help Justice on his journey. And it was a pleasure speaking with you today.
Same with you. Thank you so much for having me on. I had a great, great experience. And I'm continuing to
Thank you. I did as well. Thank you. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. This is Perfect Timing Podcast. I'm your host, Cindy Tran-Monet, and I hope to see you again next Monday at 2 p.m.